Here with the Strathroy-Curadoc Deputy Mayor Mike McGuire earlier this week, a news release from the municipality that Strathroy-Curadoc received a multi-year grant worth over $3.79 million from the Canadian Mortgage and Housing Corporation Housing Accelerator Fund, part of the federal government's National Housing Strategy. The mayor has gone on the record saying it's exciting news and the money will go towards much-needed infrastructure supporting housing. My first question to you is your thoughts on this grant being awarded to the municipality.
I think this is probably the biggest news that Strathroy-Curadoc has received in years. $3.79 million from the federal government through CMHC. We represent one of 48 communities in the entire province that received it. And in fact, four of those 48 communities are in Middlesex County. So investment by the federal government in our area, southwestern Ontario, is enormous. For Strathroy-Curadoc, this is going to allow us to start looking at some new initiatives, working with our developers. It's going to bring in affordable housing, infrastructure to support affordable housing.
I'm going to jump in right there. This isn't just dedicated to new million-dollar homes or whatnot. This could be dedicated to some affordable housing as well, correct?
Exactly, Chris. This money, parts of this money can be pulled off to do initiatives and incentives for developers who want to do affordable housing in the community. And we have that in the community already. So I'm sure from talking to the mayor that this is a driving force that he wants to do, using municipally owned land that we can incentivize a developer to take and do affordable housing on that land, and using some of this money to offset those costs. We can put in infrastructure, underground water, wastewater, where it's required to support new areas for affordable housing.
Am I correct in saying it's a multi-year grant? So that means a certain amount of funds will be allocated per year to a housing type of project or whatnot. So it's an equal amount over a certain amount of years. Is that how it would be done?
Essentially, in the documentation that I've just reviewed, it is four drafts over four phases. And each of those phases have a equal amount of money being distributed through them. But it will be done over multiple years.
Sidebar, we just ran a story. See if you can comment on this. We just ran a story about the county's committee of the whole recently recommended draft plan approval for a subdivision Mount Bridges, Westdale, Edgewood North. Do you have any concerns that as new subdivisions get approved through the municipal government level, and then the county has to approve that, that there may be more of one type of housing being approved rather than making sure that it's balanced across the board, new versus affordable versus yada, yada, yada?
No, I don't have any concerns. I also sit at county council, as you're aware. I think what really is going to drive this is the developers. The developers want to build houses that are needed because that's what's going to sell. Trying to put a square peg in a round hole in housing doesn't work. So we have the developers coming to us. They're telling us what's going to move in our community, where it needs to be, how they want to build it. And we're approving that on a regular basis. One of the big holdups for us at the municipal level is infrastructure to support that. So you just mentioned Westdale down in Mount Bridges. Westdale subdivision, in order to go in, requires a new line to be ran from the Mount Bridges wastewater plant out on Mill Road down Parkhouse Drive. That's a very, very expensive project. Perhaps some of this money can be directed to get that done more expeditiously to allow the Westdale subdivision to go in. I will say that even on the Westdale subdivision and the Sifton subdivision beside it, when we first saw that 2 years ago, it looked considerably different to what was recently brought forward to us and improved. Prior, 2 years ago, million-dollar homes, all backing onto woods. Now they're going more intensification, duplexes, condominiums, smaller homes, paired in with the multi-million or the million-dollar home in the background. So that's what we want to see. We don't want to create a specific area that is just affordable housing and just high-rises, because we historically know that doesn't work. Look in the GTA area, and those areas where they did that many years ago actually have names, and I'm not going to repeat those here, but we don't want that. We want all the different housing all together through planning so that they all work properly together, and then infrastructure to support it.
Final question, and I'm going to work my way through this, and hopefully it makes sense. Municipal election set for the fall of 2026, so that's next year. Based on past history, and I will talk about Curadoc Housing, a project being started by a previous administration, overlapping into your administration. This council obviously wants to get some affordable housing established in the municipality. Are you concerned at all that if you start a project or multiple projects regarding housing, and then you go through a municipal election next year, that these projects may suffer in one way or another because of a new administration, like it happened before?
I'm not concerned about it. It is a possibility. And in fact, I would think that any administration coming in and assuming roles should be looking at what's going on, because you need to judge it against that point in time. As I just mentioned, the Westdale Sifton subdivisions, South Mount Bridges, looked considerably different 2 years ago than they do today because the market changed. So the developers know what needs to be built and where it needs to be built. That's their world. Similarly, we will try to put a good base in for the next administration to work off of, but they will change that as they see fit according to the factors that are available at that time.
Strathair Cairdeoch, Deputy Mayor Mike McGuire, appreciate you talking housing with us today. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Chris.